Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. The receiving and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And their first experience in the Christian's life is salvation. You got to get saved. Everyone say saved.
Saved.
It means eternal life as opposed to eternal death. Amen. So the first experience for the Christian is salvation, which gives us eternal life. The second experience, like they had in the upper room, is the welcoming of the Holy Spirit. Because when I got saved, I just said, yes, Lord, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I never said, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You understand? And there are three entities, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen? How God the Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. There were three. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, Jesus of Nazareth, He came up out of the water, and John saw, as it were, the Holy Spirit as a dove alight upon Him, and a voice from heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is the one who's in the earth today. Why? Because Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father of God. God is on the throne and Jesus is at His side. The Holy Spirit is here in the earth. Can you say amen to that? And so now, when you welcome the Holy Spirit, He can pour out His new life in our spiritual life with His refreshing and renewing power. I'm telling you what, we need the power of the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God said to the disciples, you must go and be witnesses to me around the world, but don't go anywhere until you've been endued with power. Where from? On high. They were saved, but they had to get the power. You understand? We get saved, but we need the power. There is a second infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we need the second infilling to have the power. Can you say amen? That's just a little picture, kind of like they were in the upper room when the Holy Spirit came. Acts 1:3. During the 40 days after He suffered and died, that's Jesus, He appeared to the apostles from time to time. After He died, He appeared to them. Like He did to the Apostle Paul. Remember the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus? We spoke about it. He saw Jesus. The one that he was fighting against. And he knew he was crucified. Because he was going to go and collect the people that were speaking the name of Jesus. So he knew he was probably at the site when it happened. Amen. And he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he was blinded for 3 days. Who are you? Jesus said to him, why do you kick against me? He said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, the one you're fighting. Oh my God, you are alive. He got salvation. And then he was in a room for 3 days, and Ananias gets sent by the Lord to go and fill him with the Holy Spirit and get his sight back. And he goes to Paul the apostle, and he's still Saul at this. And he puts hands on him and says, Saul, your eyes be opened and be filled. He laid hands on him, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Paul became one of the greatest men in the Bible, who spoke in more tongues than anyone else, and he did many miracle signs and wonders. bitten by snakes, shipwrecked, whipped, put in prison, stoned to death. This man was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So much so that they would take off the napkins of his body and take off the aprons and cut it up and send it to people because it was like a battery charged up with the power of the Holy Spirit. That is one of the reasons we pray over prayer cloths in this church. We got prayer cloths. And if you need a prayer for someone, we pray the anointing into the cloth because it's scriptural. Acts 19. It's scriptural. Where he prayed and they sent the cloth out and healed people. We've done it for people. They've been saved. They've been healed. It's like a little battery and it charges. Can you say amen? Now watch this. So during the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive and he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Listen, I don't know about you, but any God or any person that can be raised up, can stand up and can do go up to heaven in front of my face, that's a kingdom I want to be in. I want to belong to this God in that kingdom. I don't want to belong to some other God sitting there or some other God with 20 arms. I want to belong to the God that was dead, buried, resurrected, and ascended into heaven. That's the God I serve. Now watch this. And he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like a seed. And when it's planted, it just flourishes. How many of you got the seed, incorruptible seed of the Holy Ghost inside of you? And how many of you have started flourishing now? The kingdom of God. Woo! We belong to a great kingdom. Oh my goodness. My passport might say America and South Africa. Hey, we're in the World Cup final rugby, by the way. Woo! South Africa against England. You know that? Happened at 4 o'clock this morning. That's a big deal for a South African, okay? Who's going to win? The winning team. Okay, so here we go. Verse 4. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised as I told you before. Don't go until you get this gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Yes. He's a gift. He's not forced on you. He's a gift you receive, you accept. You say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I want it. I receive it. Can you say amen? Amen. And verse 5, John baptized with water. But in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. We're talking about salvation and we're talking about the fire of God filling us up with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The baptism was when you were saved. The infilling is the Holy Spirit coming and filling you up now. Amen. And boy, we need the Holy Spirit in these times. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of God in our lives. We have seen the power of God work in our lives. Amen? We experience it. Now, just very quickly, can a person receive the Holy Spirit without speaking in tongues? Well, the answer is it comes with a package, but you don't have to use it. Can a person who's saved get healed? Yep, it comes with a package, but you don't have to receive it. Because the same week that he took the whipping on his back to heal your body is the same week he took the crucifixion and died and spilled his blood, so we can be saved. It's a gift. I don't even have to accept the gift of salvation. It's a free gift. It is a gift. How many of you know Christmas is around the corner? How many of you are expecting some gifts under the tree? Yes. Oh, past the tree, Christmas gifts. Don't be stupid. Let's just be normal. One guy said to me, you go to the restaurant, they play secular music. I said, yeah, and I also walk in malls and they play secular music. I'm in the world, but I don't have to be of the world. And when I celebrate Christmas and I got a tree and gifts, I remember the main gift, Jesus Christ. I know what Christmas is for. It's not a God to me, but we have fun and we enjoy ourselves and we give gifts because of what Jesus has done for our lives. But I tell you something, if someone leaves a gift there, I open it. I don't care who it's for, I open it. And people, I love the fact that you've given me gifts for my birthday and things like that, but don't give it to me before my birthday because I'm opening it. I mean, I'm just telling it like it is. I don't want to wait. I'm serious, I don't want to wait. When I was a kid, I'd scour my mother's house. I'd be in the cupboards, under the bed, under the mattress, the pillowcase. I would look, I'd sniff those things out. I want the gift. So why should I deny and turn away the perfect gift of the Holy Spirit? Are you kidding me? There are people that got a big, huge Christmas tree there and they got this gift of salvation and they reject it. They don't open it. They got the Holy Spirit waiting for them. They reject it. That's nuts. I like gifts. I love gifts. And I'm going to open every gift. And if God's given me a gift, boy, it's coming to me. And he gave me the gift of healing. I walk in it. I walk in it. I don't leave healing at home or somewhere else. I bring it with me. I got the gift. You want the gift? I can impart some to you. And you can impart some as well. Amen. Speaking in tongues is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've heard baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit. But speaking in tongues is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the evidences that you have been filled with the Spirit of God. It's just a language that you don't understand. Why would God give you a language you don't understand? Because you can't trip yourself up if you don't know what you're praying. If you know what you're praying, he had to bypass the brain to get to the heart. Because that brain, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Because when I pray for the big things that God wants me to have, I would just completely destroy that. But well, how's that going to happen? Start checking and questioning it. No, God bypassed the brain. He went straight to the heart. That's it. What's so strange about a language that you don't understand? How many of you understand Afrikaans in this room? Let me see your hands. Not a one of you. Not one. Does it mean Afrikaans is not legitimate? No, it doesn't mean that. Because I'll speak it now. Goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit? It's baie oulik om julle te sien. I just said, good morning, how are you? It's great seeing you all. I know what I'm saying. And if I had an Afrikaans person sitting here, they'd know what I'm saying. So why would it be so crazy, radically wrong that there's a language you don't understand? There are thousands of languages you don't understand. So now, every country's got a language, but God can't have one. Amen. And you know what the most amazing thing about language? Praying in other tongues? I've never heard anyone pray in other tongues with an accent. Think about it. And so it becomes an important resource to help you in the Holy Spirit. It's what happens to you when you start praying in another language. He says in Jude 20, you can build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I build myself up with my most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, by praying in other tongues. I build me up. I'm building myself up. Are you kidding? Why would I not want to do that? How many of you ever decide to go on a diet? Why? Because you're trying to look after your body. How many of you decide to go to the gym? Last year, about 3 days, and then you stop. But how do you at least decide? Right? Listen, your membership's paid in full. Up until eternity. You can pray in the Holy Ghost on a daily basis, all day, all night. It's paid up in full. We like go to the gym and we pump iron. And gee, you know, dude, look at me. And we put the 2 pounds down and we go to the other side. Right? That's how we are. And we do it for a whole week. And then we stop. We stop. And the six pack becomes a barrel again. Right?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is